This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
Working at the car wash, yeah. Come on and sing it with me, car wash. Sing it with the feeling down, car wash, yeah. Woo! Come, some of the work gets kind of hard.
Car washeros are the thousands of workers who shampoo, wax, dry, and detail cars, and they are among some of the most exploited workers in New York. They frequently work in appalling conditions for low or, in many instances, no wages. And too often, car wash owners flout labor laws, health and safety regulations, and environmental protections in their single-minded drive for profits.
But car wash workers throughout New York have come together in the Wash New York campaign and have succeeded in voting to unionize 8 workplaces and have won contracts in 6 of them. They're a part of the trend of low-wage workers organizing throughout the country and breathing life into the cause of workers' justice and now building bridges, heads to the Car Washeros Assembly.
We get to celebrate the Car Washeros at their assembly along with the mayor, our state attorney general, and the speaker of the city council, among others, a far cry from the Bloomberg administration.
The Car Washeros Assembly, presente.
So together with the RWDSU, Make the Road New York, and New York Communities for Change, we are proud to open up tonight's Car Wash Assembly.
Se puede. Se puede.
So next, we have a man that without his vision and without his faith in this campaign, none of this would have been possible. The president of the RWDSU, Stuart Applebaum.
Two years ago, we launched the campaign to organize the car wash worker. People working 60, 70 hours a week or more. Often without getting overtime, many of them not even getting paid minimum wage. Conditions were dangerous and unhealthy. Their tips are stolen. Their managers abuse them. And the owners think that the workers, many of whom may be undocumented immigrants, are powerless to do anything about it. But together with two of the city's most dynamic community groups, Make the Road New York and New York Communities for Change. We have won 8 out of 8 elections. We have won strikes at car washes. We now have secured contracts at 6 different car washes. Raises in wages each and every year of the agreement. Some have worked in this industry for years and have never seen a raise. Schedules have to be posted. Hours have to be shared fairly. Tips have to be distributed fairly. Workers have paid time off. Immigrant workers are protected. Now, together, with the union and Make the Road New York and New York Communities for Change. Workers have real power.
Los carguacheros al poder!
And that's not all. Just last month, New York's Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, announced a groundbreaking settlement of almost $4 million for car wash workers. The settlement is a triumph of justice for the individual workers who will be getting the money they have earned and are owed. Now the Wash New York campaign is calling for legislation that would regulate the industry and further protect workers and our communities. One of the great champions of this campaign, New York City's extraordinary City Council Speaker, Melissa Mark Viverito, who is here tonight. Is helping to lead the fight for the Car Wash Accountability Act. We are committed to help build a city where workers should not have to live in poverty. Together, we will continue to win. Onward.
And now with a person who is very special for us, who made the impossible happen at all our protests and all strikes. She's also making sure that all car washers are protected under the law. The sponsor of the Car Wash Accountability Act, the Speaker of the New York City Council, Melissa Mar Viverito.
¿Dónde están los carguacheros? ¿Dónde están los trabajadores? It's important to come together to celebrate the accomplishments of this incredible grassroots campaign. This campaign has accomplished a lot in a very short period of time. It's letting people know that when workers organize, you can succeed to demand greater respect in your work environment, you can get dignified wages, and that you have the right to be represented by a union, which is something that every worker has the right to have. That is something that we should not be afraid of in this day and age when there are so many attempts to organize against the unions. We've demonstrated with this mayor and now with this council that our agenda is an agenda that is inclusive of everyone in this city, and particularly the workers. We've been able to get an expanded paid sick leave law, which is going to represent workers and serve the workers of this city. We've been fighting for the state to allow us to raise our minimum wage, which we need to do in this city. And we're going to continue to advance laws that are going to protect workers, like the Car Wash Accountability Act, of which I'm the lead sponsor, and which we will hold hearings in May. We had an incredible victory just about a month ago when the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, stood side by side with the car wash workers and ensured that the wages that were being stolen from them were repaid. And the settlement was a historic settlement. So we also know that we have a friend in the Attorney General who's going to stand up for workers in this city. Una gran victoria. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes. I am extremely happy to be here. When I come to events like this, it is makes my day. And I wanted to, I was at an event earlier where I was presented with my birthday passed a little bit, but I'm just coming from an event where they gave me a surprise birthday cake, and I said, I'm bringing this cake to you all to celebrate with you all, and we'll have it outside. So thank you all.
Happy birthday to you. My name is Hillary Klein. I'm with Make the Road New York. It gives me so much pleasure to be here with you all tonight. Make the Road New York, and I am so proud of all the car wash workers who have fought so hard, who've showed dignity and courage in standing up for their rights. Le demos un si se puede! Se puede! We have won union contracts. We have won strikes. We have won back unpaid wages. And we're going to keep winning. Vamos a seguir ganando, ¿cierto? Yeah. Okay.
Now we want to hear from the executive director of the New York Community for Change, Jonathan Westin.
Gracias. Los caracheros unidos jamás será vencido. Los caracheros unidos. Los caracheros unidos. Gracias. My name is Jonathan Westin. I'm the director of New York Communities for Change. We started this campaign 2 years ago in an industry like the car wash industry, where we had no idea whether we could actually make this happen, whether people would actually organize, and whether this was at all a reality. And now we're here 2 years later with several car washes in this industry that are unionized. Union, yes?
Yes.
Union, union. With well over $4 million in back wages that have been paid to workers who had their wages stolen.
Yes.
Sí, sindicato.
Sí.
Sindicato.
Sí.
Okay.
And now we are literally on the verge of history in organizing an industry in New York City that has never been organized. And I stand here today and say, in a few years, in a few months, we will have the car wash industry in New York City organized and entirely union. And to all the car washeros who made today, who made all of these moments happen on the campaign, si se puede!
Si se puede!
Si se puede! Si se puede!
Si se puede!
Si se puede!
Si se puede!
And now, the person who I'm about to bring up has been a tireless advocate for workers in the car wash industry, for workers in the fast food industry, for workers in the supermarket industry, and for low-wage workers all over this city. So, I want to introduce our public advocate, Letitia James.
Caballeros, si se puede.
Si se puede.
Defensora del pueblo, Letitia James. Hola. Congratulations for your victory, for standing up against individuals who would disrespect you. I congratulate you on this historic victory. I congratulate you for making sure that individuals treat you with dignity and respect. Congratulations on this wonderful fund that was set up by the Attorney General, this litigation. And as a result of all that you have done, you will be the model going forward so that no other worker is subjected to this theft of such magnitude.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of you in this room for all that you have done standing up on behalf of workers' rights in the city of New York. Again, congratulations and si se puede.
Mayor de Blasio has made it clear that we must address inequality in the city. We are so proud to have you with us tonight, Mayor de Blasio, because you are the car washero's friend, the mayor of the city of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Es nuestro aliado,
gracias. Me llamo Bill de Blasio y soy el amigo de los carruacheros. I think that says it all. It's a great honor to be with you because I know you are fighting for justice. I want to thank Stuart Applebaum for his leadership. I want to thank the whole RWDSU for standing up for Los Carwacheros. I want to celebrate your victory. And I think Eric Schneiderman has joined us. Who, you got the, there you are. You got the best lawyer there is there. I want to celebrate your historic victory, $4 million victory in the lawsuit against wage theft. And this Attorney General really is the people's lawyer, and I ask you to give him the round of applause he deserves. The victory is even bigger because it says that in this city, in this state, that workers cannot be exploited, workers will not be exploited, we will not let it happen. Thank the great organizations been part of this fight. Make the Road New York. Woo! New York Communities for Change. Hey! It's not easy to fight unfairness. It's not easy to fight inequality. But you proved that when you fight, when you persist, you win. And I say, Viva Los Carwacheros. I'll finish by saying that this is part of a bigger fight against inequality, a bigger fight to protect working people. We have to raise wages and benefits for workers all over this city. And we in government have the power to do so, and that's why we just extended paid sick leave to 500,000 more New Yorkers. Because we have to demand a society that honors work and rewards work for every kind of worker. This is the progressive city that we will build together, and it will be my honor to fight shoulder to shoulder with you. Many, many victories ahead. Thank you.
Carwachero applause to the man who used the hammer of the justice to restore millions of dollars to the stolen wages, the Carwacheros. Let's give it out to the New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman.
Brothers and sisters, I'm very proud to be here tonight with you. Estoy su fiscal general, Eric Schneiderman, soy abogado del pueblo. Es verdad, gran honor estar aquí porque esta noche estamos aquí buscando la justicia. Y en mi oficina, como fiscal general, tratamos robo de salarios como robo de carros. El mismo. So thank you, brothers and sisters. I am the Attorney General of New York State. I am proud to be here working with you. Wage theft is theft. Theft from workers is theft. It's the same as car theft. It's the same as stealing your wallet. It is a crime. We are treating it as a crime. I'm proud of the fact that we've recovered millions of dollars for car wash workers and other low-wage workers. because this is a bigger movement, but I have to say, it has been a particular pleasure.
Gran placer y gran honor estar aquí con ustedes. Disculpe, mi acento es acento dominicano. Y nuestro alcalde, nuestro acento, son acento es más mejor que Bloomberg, ¿eh?
So what I want to say is this. Yair Darme, this is it. If anyone has a complaint, if anyone is being cheated, if anyone is being abused, let us know. There are forms at the tables here. Our brothers and sisters in New York Communities for Change and Make the Road New York are here to let you know. We want to hear your complaints. We honor your courage in speaking up. And I have to say, ole, 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 carwacheros, a poder. Muchísimas gracias.
We actually have a plaque to recognize Eric Schneiderman for all the work that he's done, and that $4 million is not enough, but yet it's such a huge step.
Oh. Muchísimas gracias. Okay. Hey, otra vez, $4 million pero solamente comencimos. No es el fino.
We are here at the beginning of a movement. Understand, this came from only a group who ran two car chains. Hay muchos otros. Raise your voices.
I'm with Patricio, who is one of the workers at the Lage Car Washes. This is where the big Attorney General settlement has been announced. What were the offenses that the employer conducted such that the Attorney General investigated the Lage Car Wash?
Parte de la investigación fue que, pues, de que fue la demanda porque no nos daban las cuatro horas cuando llovía, nos robaban el salario, no nos pagaban el salario que era. Y aparte,
some of the offenses that were committed was wage theft. Also, when we used to go to work when it was raining, he didn't pay those days. That's one of the reasons why the Attorney General started to do an investigation. And another reason why we decided to do this lawsuit was because we had tips stolen from us. It's John Leach and Fernando Magara, and there's about 30 car washes. In total, there's about 1,000 workers.
How many of the car washes voted to join the union?
Fortunadamente, apenas llevamos 7 car washes con la unión. ¿Por qué? Porque los dueños siempre han propuesto algo a los otros car washes que ellos no como tienen un
right now we currently have 7 car washes involved who already are unionized, who are part of the union. Right now it's a little bit hard because we're still facing retaliation from employers against the workers who want to unionize, but right now we have 7 car washes. So there's been retaliation. They have cut us hours. They had changed our schedule. They send us home. So we currently are still working with the employer to stop the retaliation.
And where do you work? And how much money do you make? What is your job? Tell me what you do there.
He
works in Jomar Car Wash, May Street, Queens.
Se llama el detail donde yo
so right now, I work 12 hours a day. So right before the contract, we used to make $5 the hour plus tips. After the contract, we make right now $6.25. But for example, if a day, if we don't make any tips, then they just adjust the rate, the employer, to make $8.26 the hour.
Do you think things will be different now that the settlement has been announced?
Pensamos que esto es muy diferente porque ahora de esta demanda que nosotros hicimos a los dos socios mayoritarios. Ahora ellos nos están dando más horas.
Yes, I think now the wage staff is going to stop because they can't continue to take money away from us.
Bueno, nosotros hasta ahorita,
so apart from the $4 million, there's $1 million going to go to secure if they have an accident at the workplace. Another thing is that right, we gain respect and dignity. Now he can't just fire us. Now he can't intimidate us after this lawsuit. So I asked all the workers to come and join this so that we could continue to fight so that we don't have our wages being stolen.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Patricio from the Jomo Car Wash in Queens, which is owned by Jean Lege, and been ably translated by Julie Sebisono from Make the Road, New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Olé!
Olé, olé, olé. Oh, sorry.
You think you're Eric Schneiderman, you can sing that song?
I think I can do it better than Eric Schneiderman, but I'm sure glad about the settlement for the Carwasheros and so much else that the state attorney general in this instance is doing. Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.